Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, latest book being Decision Making Mastery. And welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series coming into all the way from beautiful Bali. It's a gorgeous day here. Been raining a lot of late, but it's a gorgeous day today. And I'm currently in week four of the Become a Natural Superhuman 5-week workshop, and we're into Sage Week. So I'm going to talk about some of the aspects, elements of Sage. I'm going to talk about our head, our relationship between our head and the other parts of us. Now, if you're still interested in joining, you can join up until the 17th of December and you get access for 6 months. You'll take it, be able to take yourself through it. There's only two more calls to go, the live calls with me, so you'll probably miss some of those, but you can still take your way through it, and it's only $4. So do consider checking it out. Details down below. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about, so as we drop into this Sage Week with this program I'm taking everyone through, one of the things with bringing Sage in, like I think we're all pretty good at sort of this linear stuff of getting stuff done, of being focused on the goal. You know, maybe some of us are better than others, but we can do the head stuff. And what I think is, you know, over time we've got too much dependent on the head for making decisions, our intellect to make the decisions, and we've got out of touch with a little bit of the deeper wisdom of the body. So when I talk about Sage, I'm talking about the deeper part of wisdom of ourselves, the part of ourselves that's connected to something beyond the seen, something beyond the five senses. So it can be that intuitive part of ourselves, that intuitive part of ourselves which might be plugged in more at an energetic level, that might have more of a sensory experience or relationship with the electromagnetic field around us, the unified quantum field. But it's not until we drop into, you know, get out of our head, drop down below that and get into a deeper state of being, a deeper sense of calm, that we can navigate our way through life. And this whole program I've created is about helping us navigate through uncertain times, unstable times, disruptive times. You know, I think we can navigate ourselves pretty well, you know, using our head, our intellect during normal times, but during crisis times, during disruptive times, we need to dip into the deeper parts of ourselves. We need to use the whole of self, not just the head. We need to use the heart. We need to use the gut. We need to take the perception of our reality, our seeing of our reality, our decision maker beyond that intellect and get it into the body. And what am I being led to believe at a deeper level? Like the sage, this wise sage, like just is slower in determining which direction it takes. Anyone ask that wise sage, you know, what are you going to do here? The sage isn't necessarily into quick answers. You know, the sage is like ruminates a little bit. Okay, we're going to do this. But, you know, lets it settle. And lets it settle again. They might check in at the intellectual level. The sage is highly intellectual. But also, what's my body telling me? What's my heart telling me? What do I energetically feel is right in this moment? What am I being drawn towards? What am I being pushed back from? Am I getting a sense to lean into this thing, to lean out of this thing? Am I getting a sense to stop and pause and put this thing on the shelf for a little while? Am I getting the sense that this isn't the right time to start this thing? So there's a part of us that has a depth of wisdom beyond the intellect. So the intellect can look at, you know, a piece of paper and say, yeah, this is an awesome idea. I've done this before. I've been in business and I've looked at the piece of paper of the business plan and said, yeah, it's awesome. Let's do it. Go into it. Where part of me was saying, no, hold off on this one. There's a few things that are off that you need to work your way through. Didn't listen to that part of myself, my sage wisdom part of myself, and I sort of churned ahead. I'm following my intellect and ended up disastrous, losing a bucket load of money and all of that sort of stuff because I didn't tap into the deeper wisdom and I didn't pay attention to it. Again, we've been led to give credence over the intellect as opposed to, you know, what's your gut feeling? So someone's, you know, might be able to come up with a great story intellectually, proving or disproving some particular thing, and that being considered more important than the person goes, you know, something doesn't feel right here, something feels off. I don't know exactly what it is, but something's telling me that. So that's the sage within us. The sage is like, you know, plugged in. The sage goes a little bit slower, but goes deeper. And we need to, in a world that's constantly changing, and in a world that's quantum, which means it's not completely linear, our linear thinking isn't going to allow us to navigate, you know, the ebbs and flows, the constant change, the evolution that's happening around us in each and every moment. The universe is in a constant state of change. So sometimes it's beyond that linear thinking that we need to go that's going to give us a better sense of our relationship with the decisions to make in a particular moment in time. So I guess, you know, this is a pretty, you know, loosey, flowy sort of conversation, because a lot of the times I'm talking very strategically about what we need to do. This sage thing really is, I think for a lot of us reconnecting with the internal environment and the external environment and creating a better relationship between the two of those, not getting too stuck in our head, taking our attention a little bit broader and opening ourselves up to different possibilities and not just charging off in a particular direction. Connecting sage connects to something even greater than ourselves, that mystery, that unknown source, God, Allah, whatever you want to call that. The sage taps into the essence of that experience as well, that level of information and intelligence that exists for us, that consciousness piece that allows us to be more fully aware of, again, our external environment and our internal environment in order to make better choices. So I'm just encouraging you to, like, you know, dip into the deeper part of yourself, slow things down, and realize that slowing things down might actually get you to where you want to get to quicker and with more ease. So that would be my suggestion, my recommendation, my thought on the matter. Again, if you want to go deeper into this sage, and like we have a whole week where we're immersed into what does it mean to experience and express this sage part of self. So you might want to dive into that. Now, I'm going to run this program, Become a Natural Superhuman, next year as well, probably in March 2022. So keep an eye out for that. If you're not signed up for my newsletters to stay plugged in, do that so you can keep plugged into what I've got coming up, whether it's that or something else. And if you'd like to work with me, just reach out via my website and we can start a conversation. Oh yeah, final thing is, part of next year is I do a 9-month coaching program based around the concepts of Become a Natural Superhuman. So if you're interested in that as well, 9 months of support, deep dive immersion, not just 5 weeks, but a full integration over 9 months. We get into finances, we get into health, we get into relationships, we get into deep dive work, and we get into, you know, whatever it is you want to create, whether it's new business, write a book, or create a program or something like that. It's an opportunity to go deep into that and have the support along the way. So check that out. Details down below. Otherwise, wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.